I'm expecting.
Hey everyone, welcome to this edition of the Reinvent Health Podcast. I've been somewhat absent for a couple of weeks working on some very exciting new developments for 2024, so watch this space. If you haven't already bought a copy of Thrive, Breaking the Diet Rules, I can't imagine what you're waiting for. This book is a culmination of almost 20 years of working with several hundred individuals wishing to lose weight and keep it off, but most importantly, live their best lives. Thrive isn't just a recipe book or another diet manual. In fact, quite the opposite. What you can hope to gain from reading the book is an understanding of how to know what your body needs at any given time and how to change this as you age. The book is available absolutely everywhere you can buy books, both as a hard copy and as an ebook. And now on with today's show. In this episode, I chat with Bernard Nordea, owner and founder of Taylor Blend, South Africa's first and I think only personalized supplement company. Personalized nutrition and supplementation is indeed the health hack of the future. To create your own Taylor Blended formula, please visit www.taylorblend.co.za, and you can of course find them on Instagram and the usual social media channels. Bernard, thank you so much for joining me today on the Reinvent Health Podcast. And what I'd love to dive into today, which I've never done before on the show, is really dig into personalized supplementation, which I think is something that a lot of our listeners don't know about. You go to a Dis-Chem or anywhere, an online store, and you see tons of supplements on the shelves. Most people don't know. They get overwhelmed and they don't know what they should be taking. They don't even know what their needs are. So thanks for being here today, where we can really unpack, knowing for most people, even if you've got lots of money to spend, where do you start? Because none of us want to waste money. We all want to know what we're swallowing. It's a really, really useful topic.
Great. I'm very excited to discuss it.
Thank you. So you started Taylor Blend how many years ago? How did it all start for you? I know your background and your dad as well. You've been in the supplement game for a very long time. So take us through your journey of where it all started up to where we are today.
Yeah, so I kind of fell into manufacturing shortly after school. I don't think I really chose it. I think manufacturing chooses you. So that was in food products, ready-to-eat food products and nutrition. So as you mentioned, my dad, he had a business who was contract manufacturing a lot of the powder supplements for the South African market and also for some export customers. So that's kind of how I got into it. And we started Taylor Blend in 2014. So at that stage, I was already very much, just in general into health and wellness and kind of excited about where it was going in my mind in the future. And, at that stage, that was when you started hearing about DNA tests that an individual can do. And my first thought about that was, okay, that's great. So now you do a DNA test, but what are you going to do with the results? And, there's obviously some lifestyle changes you can make and so on, but mm-hmm. nutrition plays a massive role. And precision and personalized nutrition obviously plays into that. And so that's where I actually got the idea, obviously, with the background in manufacturing and what we were doing, I kind of had the idea of, that we should do this, on a bigger scale.
So what really is personalized nutrition? So, there's one way of thinking about it where you go and you get your DNA test done and you get a bunch of blood tests done and you sit with a practitioner and you really unpack what your needs are. And that is personalized. But where Taylor Blend's concerned, it takes it to another level of personalization, because the shortfall of sitting with a practitioner and getting a personalized protocol is you end up spending thousands every month and swallowing buckets of pills, which really, a lot of people can't sustain in the long term. So where are you guys different?
So personalized nutrition, as in a broader term, is obviously very, very wide. And In other industries, I think people have been realizing for a longer time that we all differ. So let's say cosmetics, skin products, hair products, people know we don't all buy the same shampoo, for example. Okay.
Sure.
But in terms of vitamins and minerals and other nutrients, we've kind of been taught almost by the industry that, this is a energy booster, but a
Sure.
energy booster for who? If you take ginseng, for example, but you already have a very stressful life and you actually want to lower cortisol, that could be counterproductive. So, and that's where I think personalization on the individual level, becomes more relevant. And that's what we're trying to solve.
That's amazing. So how would it work? I know that a person would log on to your website and they would fill in a questionnaire and they can work with a consultant as well to explain, what their activity levels are. Are they wanting weight loss? Are they wanting to put on muscle or solve fatigue and burnout? And then your system personalizes or creates a recipe. So how does that work?
Okay, so maybe I should take one step back. So what we do is that we when we started this business, we actually realized that very early on. Okay, so the first problem we had is we said, okay, we want to make a nutritional blend for an individual in powder form. Okay, powder form, why? Because there's enough volume to actually put substantial amount of nutrients in there. As soon as you do capsules or tablets, you're very limited unless you want to end up taking 20 or 30 or 40 capsules or tablets a day, which is not really what people want. Okay. But the reality of these nutrients that we put in the blends is that a lot of them taste horrible. So we had to solve that problem. So how this would work in general is that if a company wants to launch a product in powder form, they have product developers who sit and actually formulate a recipe to make that product palatable. But if you're going to manufacture for individuals, you can't actually do that. It's just too time consuming and impractical. So we actually built an automated system to do that. And that's the core of our art. So it's not that exciting for people to hear because they don't really know it exists or it needs to exist. But without that, it's not really possible to make these products because nobody's going to take them.
Yeah.
So that's how we started with that piece of the puzzle, okay? And then we decided, okay, but this is actually pretty cool what we've developed. So maybe we should see if we can patent it. And when we started doing patent searches, we just came across a massive amount of patents, mostly patents pending at that stage, about companies that are trying to determine which nutrients the individual needs. So urine tests, blood tests, DNA tests, stool samples, all of that. And that's where we realized, okay, so what's going to happen here is these companies are going to come in and they're doing a huge job in terms of determining what everybody needs. But then where it falls apart is by actually giving that to the individual. So that's where we come into the picture.
Does it give advice and say, well, this is going to taste terrible if you put lipoic acid and carnitine and, ribose together, does it tell you that what you're creating is going to taste like Frankenjuice? Or how do you get around that?
So the system actually guides you. So we have limitations that are already built into it as well. And the cool thing about the algorithms is that all our products taste better now than they tasted a year ago and much better than they tasted a year before that. So we taste every blend that actually leaves the factory. And if something needs intervention, then we actually tweak the algorithms and everything from there forward is actually a little bit better.
That's amazing. Exactly. So it's almost continuous improvement and a better user experience. So yeah, it can be very tricky if you try
Exactly.
and do this yourself. So, you know, have you had any funny requests from people? Has somebody emailed you and said, can you add some, you know, something illegal or something completely that you've never heard of into a formula? Have you ever had some really strange, you know, requests for some ingredients?
We've had some funny things. You know, often just things that you know that we it doesn't help we stock ingredients that one person is going to order. You know,
Absolutely.
so we already have quite a big selection, and you know, and still every now and then you have somebody that asks for a vitamin that you haven't even heard of, and so, but I mean, yeah, there's obviously continuous innovation in this industry. So we do add new products as well from time to time.
Okay. So most people listening to this are possibly more health enthusiasts than athletes. And who do you really market to? Is this something that you would, when you started off, who did you have in mind? The general sort of fitness and health enthusiast, the weight loss market, functional medicine market, professional athletes, or a combination of all of them?
So let me just start by saying it turned out quite a bit different than we actually had in mind.
Yeah.
So we initially thought that practitioners, especially functional medicine practitioners, would be interested and, you know, take on the opportunity with open arms to be able to build their own selection. But that's just not how it worked out. So the majority of our customers at this stage, in terms of consumers, is a very wide variety. But in terms of the direct customer that we have, is mostly dietitians, and it's mostly based on DNA tests. And the simple reason is that dietitians are the people that are used to giving nutritional recommendations to individuals. Yeah. And they were also the practitioners who already used DNA tests quite a bit. So that's how it played out. But we're definitely not a sports supplement company. We're about health and wellness. That's what we're about. And you know, and yeah, we try and make this journey as simple as possible for the consumer.
Okay. So there must be a hell of a lot of R&D, and you're always researching what's going on abroad and what the new trends are. And this is, it's a huge industry. It's worth billions of dollars, and it's such a growth industry. So what do you notice in the last sort of, I guess, year and at the moment? What are we moving away from, and what are we really moving towards in terms of supplements in general? You know, that's something that maybe perhaps, and I'm just throwing it out there. For example, CLA was really, it was a big deal in the early 90s, and you hardly see it anymore. Where are the trends going? What are you seeing as the new kid on the block, for want of a better word?
So if, I mean, every now and then there's some individual nutrient that, you know, where somebody wrote a book on longevity, and that specific nutrient is now the beginning and the end all of nutrients or supplements. And we don't really focus on that. You know, we try to stock the ingredients or that people are looking for. But I think where the exciting thing is really happening is this shift that we've been anticipating since day one towards evidence-based wellness.
Yeah.
So that is actually moving away from, okay, this ingredient is a massive hype right now. Everybody should be taking this for weight loss, you know, because we all differ, you know, and your problems are really just, the problems you're trying to address is really just symptoms, you know, that stem from a root cause. So that's where we come in. It's, you know, if you're not losing weight, it's not because you're lack of a fat burner. It's because there's something wrong, you know, on
Exactly.
a deeper level. is, you know, either your diet is not correct, either, you know, or there's maybe, I mean, thyroid problems is an ultra common thing, which is also, I think, to a large extent, because of lifestyle and stress and so on.
Yes.
Issues. But, you know, should you need some ashwagandha and, you know, iodine, for example, to actually give your thyroid the nutrients that it needs, you know, and that can assist you. So, like I said, that's the shift that we've really been waiting for. And we feel, you know, in the past year, it's actually started to become noticed more. And I think more and more practitioners are starting to get it. And, you know, individuals, it's still very far from mainstream, but, you know, you can feel the momentum building.
Yeah. And, you know, there's been such a resurgence this year of the injectable pharmaceuticals, really created to address diabetes or metabolic syndrome. But, you know, of course, people are going to jump on these things as quick fix weight loss supplements or medications, because they're not supplements. And there's such varying outcomes because, again, you're not dealing with the mainstream core or the upstream course, not mainstream. And, you know, somebody can go on a Zempic for 12 weeks and nothing will happen if you are not actually still doing the work. And, you know, ironically, I find it's really as doctors who are not, you know, until it takes a long time for them to realize that. I guess it's because it's the way they're trained. So they're reactive and they apply a solution to a noticeable obvious problem, and it should work because, you know, it's a solution to a problem. But, you know, in the when it comes to prevention and it becomes to long-term, I suppose, health span, the upstream or the source of the problem is really the focus area. So I love what you said about, you know, there's not a lack of a fat burner. And every woman who comes into my practice is like, what fat burner should I be taking? Not knowing that these things are actually going to bomb your thyroid in the short term, and then you're really going to have a problem. So, you know, what are the big problems? And, you know, do you want to just go into, you know, the pharmaceutical, not to say it's a bad thing, because there's a place for everything, but where it's not being used appropriately and correctly, we're seeing big problems.
Well, I'll maybe start with something that I saw very recently is that, I mean, you're also in Johannesburg and it's extremely dry and dusty and everybody's sinuses are just clogged up. And so I think what happens is so often we just go to the GP or the pharmacy and, you know, I think broad spectrum antibiotics are used, you know, cortisone are used too regularly. And I mean, this is a very short term fix. So you feel better this week, but what is that doing to your digestive system and your gut health?
Sure.
You know, I mean, we know this, but antibiotics it kills bacteria. Okay.
Yeah,
so
I meant to do.
Your gut is bacteria. So this is not only going to affect you, you know, this week and next week, it can have an effect 6 months down the line, 12 months down the line. So if you start going and, you know, where we actually saw massive relief for quite a few people, just with quercetin, for example, which is a natural antihistamine.
Yes.
And that with a few other ingredients just to help boost your immune system, has had a huge effect. So that's something that we see.
So what do you think at the moment is quite popular, but a complete waste of most people's time?
I think one of the biggest things that we've also been asked for is a fat burner. And, you know, I mean, I find it kind of difficult to respond to someone on that because there's obviously some things you can do to support, you know, blood sugar, you know, help stabilize your blood sugar and so on. But, you know, for everybody looking for that, you know, my recommendation would really be to play the long game. You know, whatever you're going to do this week and next week and maybe the week after, is going to have no effect. By the time you're 80 or 90 years old, if you look back, what you did for 3 weeks in 2023 is not going to make, it's not even going to register the scale. So, you know, get into it and play the long game and actually start figuring out, okay, but what are the reasons for me being in the state that I don't want to be in, you know? And often it actually does require some higher level intervention. If you really have a thyroid problem, or, you know, you are diabetic or pre-diabetic and you don't realize it yet, those things are serious. And, you know, so it's important to figure those out. And I think be honest with yourself, just in terms of, why are you in this position?
Yes, that's a really tough conversation to even have just with yourself in your head. But I think one of the big problems is when we go and seek help, we don't work as a team. So, for example, what I'm saying is one might go to a dietitian or a nutritionist for a nutrition plan, but they are not collaborating with the doctor to see what's going on with the blood work. Is there a hormone issue or imbalance? Is there a sugar imbalance? And then they're not collaborating with a trainer because people are afraid of training because they may injure themselves, or they don't understand there's a level of intensity you need to exercise at to actually get your metabolism activated. So we work in these, I hate using the cliche of silos, but these are different areas where we think, you know, I'm going to just go to this person, they're going to solve these problems for me, where it should be a collaboration between what we are consuming, how we're exercising, where our minds are, and also collaborating with people around us who will either hinder our progress or support us. So friends, family, the people you hang out with will either, you know, if your friend group goes to the pub every night after work, you're never going to hit those health goals. So there's some tough questions. And yeah, then buying a fat burner or going to the gym and, you know, taking some steroids, they ain't going to give you a six pack if this is your life. So you're absolutely correct. It is, you know, it's getting real, which is the key.
I think what excites me about that personally is that I think, you know, again, I mentioned evidence-based wellness earlier, and that's really what we're moving towards, is where technology is starting to play a massive role. I mean, 25 years ago, you couldn't do a DNA test. It was too expensive. It was, you know, millions and millions of dollars to do it. Nobody could do it. Where now a DNA test costs 4,000 Rand. Blood tests are becoming more and more accessible. And we think that these things would actually are going to trend towards becoming free. But then what happens with this information is where you're going to have all of this actually coming together in a central place, you know, and big players like Apple Health, Google Health, and these kind of companies starting to play a bigger role in this. You know, where, and then, as you say, where you have different practitioners involved or different players involved, you have access to your own information, firstly. And then secondly, you have an objective set of information that you know, your health partners can look at. And you know, that in our mind, there's going to be no other way than that breeds better results. And as the results become better, that enables more behavior change, you know, so that kind of completes that circle.
Yeah, exactly. So back in the day, I'm talking 20 years ago when I first started in this industry, we used to talk about foundation nutrition and supplementation. So there's a difference between getting the nutrition right and then layering the supplements on top of that. But foundation nutrition also means adding in things that we don't normally find in food. So for me, a protein powder is not a supplement, it's food. Perhaps collagen is food, not a supplement as well. Things like creatine, where our bodies would make these substances naturally, but may lack them for whatever reason. So how do you look at that when you're perhaps putting together a program or looking at a person's needs? How do you define what is Yeah, what comes first? What do we add on top of that as a really important layer? And then what are the nice to haves on top of that? So perhaps just to make it simple, what are your key go-tos when it comes to getting a person well and healthy and the bases taken care of?
My philosophy is less is more. I think there's often this misconception that, okay, whatever vitamins or minerals or other nutrients you take that your body doesn't need, you're simply gonna, urinate out. But that is not quite the case. You don't want to stress your body with things that you don't need or that are not going to benefit you. It's not always simply a deficiency. We don't drink coffee because we have a caffeine deficiency, but yet it does have a lot of positive effects as well. So, definitely less is more. And I think that's one of the benefits of using Taylor Blend and combining your nutrients as far as possible into one or two blends, instead of having five different stuff where you have, some overlapping nutrients and you're getting triple the amount of one thing and you're still not getting one of the nutrients that you need.
Yeah, because you don't know what's working at the end of the day. So you get a bag full of stuff from your practitioner, or you just go shopping at the pharmacy and you're feeling okay, but you don't know what's working, or you're feeling terrible and you think all of them are just bad for you. So you never go there again, not knowing that it's maybe just not what your body is needing.
And what you said about these being foods, that's how we see our products. Maybe zooming out a little bit, the way we see the future and what we're working towards, although we're not quite there yet, is that your information and the analysis of all your information and diagnostic data, so whatever it is, blood, DNA, your wearables, your HRV and everything, is going to be analyzed, and you're simply going to have a subscription for Taylor Blend or something like Taylor Blend, which is going to arrive at your doorstep. And the only choice you're going to make really is what flavor do you want? And do you prefer this sweetener over that sweetener, for example? And it's not going to be necessarily even a drink or a shake as we currently do, but integrated into a porridge. So, now with your oats and your protein, which we're really working on and launching pretty soon. So, there it becomes seamlessly integrated into your lifestyle. And it's not something that you do additionally. It's simply you choose better than what you would have.
We've seen this, especially since the pandemic, is online shopping was something some people did some of the time, but like 100 times more people are so much more comfortable just doing an online shop, pressing a button, and the convenience of having everything you need delivered to you is amazing. It's changed the world from a positive point of view. So yeah, being able to, that you don't even have to think about what your body needs. There is an anonymous algorithm that's working it out and changes as you change. And it's simply, delivered to you, and you don't even have to really give it much thought. So you can get on with life and not worrying about. Yeah. And I think definitely this is the way of the future, is that we can, focus on our lives, not worry about, are we making the right choice, the wrong choice? Do we know what we're doing? And all the stress, that's part and parcel of, standing in an aisle wondering what on earth to make for dinner, or what my body is lacking. It's the same kind of like stress none of us need. So the timing, I think, and now that you say, things are getting there, even in a recession, things are moving in such a positive direction, is because I think the need and the timing is exactly right at the moment. People who can afford to, go this route of personalized nutrition or even supplementation, really can see the value in having something completely personalized for them. So I think, it's very exciting industry to be in.
Yeah, exactly. I think, as you said, I think one of the biggest realizations that people had on a mass scale because of COVID was to realize that, okay, there's actually very little that helped for COVID other than looking after yourself and being healthy. And, you mentioned what prevention has meant up to now, you mentioned earlier, and that's a big thing that we're replaying is prevention up to now has meant really early detection. But that's not what it's supposed to mean. You can do stuff now that's going to influence your body and your well-being 20 years from now, 30 years from now in a huge way.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, just to go back to what you're saying about DNA is that more and more as we understand DNA, we realize that we can turn off or turn on genetic predisposition to disease. So what might not come up in your bloods right now and will probably come up in 10 years time if you don't take steps now, you can actually switch on and off genetics for generations going forward, which is hugely powerful. And it's such a blessing to be able to know that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So back to, your ingredients and how you craft a product for a client. How do you go and look for suppliers? Because there's so much out there, maybe manufactured in all sorts of countries. And even you go to a pharmacy, a reputable pharmacy, no one really knows. No one knows. We have this unspoken trust with brand names and labels. We assume that big manufacturers have our best interests at heart, but sure they do. No one wants to get sued for putting something unfavorable into a bottle, but it all comes down to economics. So there's a fine balance between getting the best quality ingredients you can possibly get hold of and paying a fortune. And there's got to be a middle ground somewhere. So how do you go and look for suppliers where you can make something world-class, but not make it unaffordable?
So I think what, you basically hit the nail on the head. I think there's a big economics thing. And I think most of the companies out there are actually trustworthy. And I think over the past few years, there's been a few outliers that have spoiled it for the rest to a large extent.
Yeah.
But what, the problem is if you have a product in one of the big retail outlets, then, if people are used to a 500 gram jar costing X, and yours is 20% more expensive or 40% less expensive, people are immediately going to form an opinion based on that. Okay, either yours is inferior because it's too cheap, or yours is too expensive, I'm not going to buy it, or whatever the case is. So I think that drives a lot of the decision making behind it. What we go and look at is more from a, what could help people's health and wellness. And that's what we're going to stock. Simply that. We don't compete against anyone like for like. So we don't have to worry about that. We simply have the ingredient. And if you would like to add it and the dosage you or your practitioner prefers, that's what you're going to add. And, if you feel, okay, but this is maybe a little bit expensive, you can actually lower the amount or remove that ingredient. So it's, we actually try and put the power into your hands. And, it doesn't help somebody looks at a blend that their practitioner formulated and it's maybe 1,500 Rand and it's at a price point which they're only going to use for 1 month and never going to use it again. That's not going to benefit them or us. Mm. It doesn't work. So, there we encourage people, okay, talk to your practitioner, tell them what you can afford and so on, and let's find the 80-20 of what works for you so that you can actually continue doing that.
Yeah. And you can realize it, because it's if you're going to use it for 1 month, then it's money wasted anyway. So don't even start. But
yeah.
And people are afraid to ask. Exactly. They don't want to question anyone. And you have to question. And that way you can all work together long term.
Yeah. Mm. So and then also we actually haven't done the best job in terms of communicating all the finer details about all the ingredients. We have practitioners that ask us sometimes, is this ingredient vegan? vegan friendly or not, then we get back to them and we provide that information. But we're actually busy building that into our website so that it's more easily accessible. And like I said, we look for the ingredients that we feel comfortable in having on our platform, as a solid offering. So,
I always say, would you give it to your child? And if the answer is yes, then that's good. That's
exactly.
Fine. Yeah, exactly. And just
and I definitely do give it to my children.
Yeah, no, my daughter's been fed whey protein from 6 months old and a whole lot of other stuff. And that's just the way it is. Yeah. But it's not something, those are the products I would give my clients as well. So yeah, you can rest assured you're going to get good stuff. You mentioned evidence-based supplementation or evidence-based practice earlier. Dosage is a big deal. It's actually, in my mind, the make or break. So for example, if you are using zinc, it's a very simple example, even vitamin D, a small dose is going to make absolutely no difference. It's actually a waste of your money, where what would seem like a big dose to some people is actually the right dose. So the personalization, determining what a person's needs are, is absolutely critical here. And how do you see it? Are you seeing with your your practitioners who recommend your products, are you seeing them go bigger and bigger on dosage? Because I'm finding there are certain things that you need to go 200-300% over recommended, dose for some people, just to realize, and then the benefit is profound. But without that, don't even start. So what are you seeing as a trend in understanding personalized dosages?
So firstly, we guide it by regulation. So our products technically still fall under foods, and we don't go over the scheduled limits. So, vitamin D, as soon as you add 5,000 or 10,000 IUs, which some practitioners are recommending, that is a medicine level. And that's not what we provide. And so if somebody needs that, we recommend they do that with their practitioner. And that's usually, in my experience, also not very long term. That's maybe, an intervention. Let's take iron, for example. If you're extremely iron deficient, then, you go for a drip, or you maybe get, get some tablets to get you back on a certain level. And that's where a Taylor blend option as a more maintenance sustainable dosage is practical. So I mean the regulations are mostly there's obviously certain herbal nutrients and so on which are regulated the same way, but a lot in terms of vitamins and minerals. But on other ingredients, we limited more by practical dosages or just general safe limits. So on those you can go quite high on dosage.
That's been really interesting. How do people find you guys? Is the easiest way through your website and social media, I'm assuming?
Well, sure. They can go onto our website, and there we recently launched a general well-being quiz. So that's a 7-minute quiz that basically just get some insights to put together a general basic formulation based on your needs. And then we have quite a few practitioners we work with. We at this stage, we probably have about 50, 60 practitioners. So, they can contact us and we can put them in touch with somebody in their area who they can go and see. And if they want to, have a journey that involves a longer term assistance with a practitioner where they can maybe do a DNA test as well and really get to know what their issues are and start addressing that.
Yeah, I would recommend that route. If you've got some basic knowledge and you don't have particular issues that you're battling with, then that's one thing, is to fill in an online form and give it a try, dive in. But yeah, for people who are dealing with health concerns that are not getting resolved, or weight issues, or even sports, I'm talking amateur athletes, you're wanting to support your energy levels and muscle growth? Working with an expert in collaboration with Taylor Blend.
I think there's a, there's a lot of overtraining going on. I think in that area. So people are working, you know, big corporate jobs, and they're also getting up at 5 a.m. to go ride or to go run, and you know, thinking that it's beneficial, and it is to a certain extent, but it also it's also a tax on your body, and you need to look after yourself, especially in nutrition. Yeah.
And someone to say, you know what, you're actually burning out, even though you don't know it, and this is how you're going to crash if you don't do X, Y, Z. So that's really, really important. Bernard, thank you so much for sharing your expertise on this this episode. And can you just give us your website address? So anyone listening who is been whose interest and curiosity has been piqued by this discussion, I'm sure there's plenty, can go and find you and create a personalized, tailor-blended nutrition, what do we call it, food supplement.
It's tailorblend.co.za, so tailorblend.co.za. And we also try and be quite active on Instagram and just kind of sharing. We spoke to you on Instagram a few days ago as well. So I think there's some nice information, and we try and actually make it informative. Not just to look pretty and get people to notice it.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing with us. And I hope it brings you lots of fortune and favor and, you know, good energy coming your way.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.